Well, that was just an absolutely fascinating insight into how the management structure works at Surrey County Cricket Club and what the current feeling of frustration is in the dressing room. So I've just come out of a Surrey members cricket forum in the long room. I'm now sitting in the glorious South London sun here in the OCS. I've got just to my right, I've got the Middlesex players going through their paces as they warm up. And then to my left, young Rory Hamilton-Brown is leading Surrey through the nets and a few stretches and a bit of bowling ahead of day two here in the county championship match. But the members forum meeting, so this is really, it's to be praised. It's a very open and transparent exercise that Surrey have implemented in past seasons where the members are invited in and really just given the opportunity to ask questions to the cricket management team. Now, if you've been following the fortunes or even the misfortunes of Surrey so far this season, you'll know that things haven't quite worked out as we were expecting. And so we had Chris Adams very, very bravely, the Surrey cricket coach, being put up as the fall guy. Now, the headline news coming out of this, first of all, Brian Lara, the legend that he is, isn't joining Surrey. And thank heavens for that, as the members in the long room breathed a collective sigh of relief. Yes, he's an absolute legend. He is probably one of the leading cricket batsmen in the history of the game. But he's an old man and he's retired. And what is crucial here is that Adams confirmed that it was Lara who approached Surrey and not the other way around. So in other words, Lara wanted to put himself in the shop window playing a few 2020 matches for Surrey, proving that he still got it, and then pimping himself out for the filthy wonga that is the IPL. And Adams very diplomatically mentioned that negotiations couldn't be reached to a conclusion, which I think is a polite way of saying Surrey weren't going to be held to ransom. Oh my word, Middlesex have just scored a goal. I thought we'd done with this nonsense of a football warm-up ahead of cricket matches. Break a leg, guys, break a leg. So Laura's not going to come. Also, Chorlwa, who I can never quite pronounce, I get it horribly wrong, but the prolonged negotiations trying to get the Indian player over here as Surrey's main overseas man, also broken down. Very messy, very, very confusing in the whole politics and the way that the IPL and Indian cricket works. But there was quite a shock announcement, and that is Yunis Khan has agreed to come and join Surrey. Now, initially, that was going to be just for the 2020 series. But I think, given the dire situation with Surrey's current batting opening performances, and then it seems that Khan is going to actually be in place, hopefully, for the Old Trafford road trip in a few days' time, and could be opening there. So that's really, really quite positive. Adams then really went through what's happened so far, and he mentioned that at the start of the season there was always a plan, and then after every three or four games, once the plan has been executed, there is then an internal review. And in his words, he is deeply unhappy about what's gone off so far. He touched upon briefly Mark Rampakash's personal problems this month, as he put it, but that for me is not an issue. Mr. Ramp's peerless as ever, 125 yesterday. Usman Afzal, I think, was in for some, I thought, maybe unfair criticism for very, very cheaply giving away his wicket with the last ball of the day yesterday. And so I think young Afzal probably had a bit of a severe ticking off back in the hutch at Stumps last night. But we are still very early in the season, so a lot more to play for. In the one day game so far, Adams was quite optimistic. And there was also mention of how the wicket here is improving, so a lot flatter. I think Surrey chief groundsman Bill Gordon has been given a brief to try and make this a much more bowling-friendly wicket, so Surrey can actually win some matches. Now, I'm intrigued by this Middlesex warm-up. They're playing a full-on six-a-side match. They're going in, they're doing some sliding tackles. Eyes left, and I can see that Surrey, that is Surrey County Cricket Club, the team are warming up by playing cricket. Now, I know which I think is the most sensible route to be taking ahead of three more days out there in the field. Okay, sit back in the sun, 45 minutes or so, players underway. Surrey overnight, 286 for 4. which I think is fairly decent. All to play for. Come on, the Ree.